In the music industry, once something is labeled hot, hip, or in, it's not long before whatever is in lands in the what's out column. This past year, pop music reviewers hailed Montreal's ascending status as a city that was churning out innovative bands. So it's understandable that some of the locals cringed when their hometown was branded the next big scene in pop music. NPR's Claudine Ibade went to Montreal to find out how musicians there are handling the situation.
Howard Billerman should be a very happy man these days. He's produced and recorded a long list of Canadian bands that are being heard south of the border. Among them, The Deers, Wolf Parade, and 2005's indie darlings Arcade Fire, who are up for a Grammy. Over a cup of soup in a small cafe, Billerman scoffs at the fuss that's been made over his hometown.
You know how there's this notion that a tree falling in the forest only makes sound if someone hears it? Okay, well, a few media outlets have decided in the year 2004 and the 2005 that they've heard some trees falling in Montreal, and they've deduced somehow from this that as of 2004, trees have been falling in Montreal.
In fact, he says, musical trees littered the Montreal landscape long before the media started paying attention. For years, clubs in the city were driven by DJ beats. But sometime in the early 1990s, that started to change, and turntables were replaced by live bands. Back then, bands had to pay for the privilege of playing in most clubs. So as an alternative, musicians created their own spaces in which to perform. One of them was called the Hotel to Tango, opened by members of the band Godspeed You Black Emperor. The Hotel to Tango eventually became a recording studio, and while there are still some underground lofts around the city, by and large, most acts have moved into bars and clubs. Over the last 5 years, a crop of them has opened. Le Divan Orange is one. As you enter what looks like a gutted townhouse, someone seated at a weathered wooden table asks you to pay whatever you feel you can afford.
I only have a 20.
Perfect.
I'll pay $5.
The money goes to the musicians. One of those performing tonight is Katie Moore. She's from Montreal and has been playing folk music in the city for the last 8 years. Moore says the club boom and the change in payment policy gave the music scene a boost and maybe even helped create a bond between artists. She says there's a lot of commingling between bands and uses Warren Spicer as an example. Spicer is a singer and guitarist, and tonight he's backing up Moore and playing with his band, Plants and Animals. Moore jokingly says there's a name for guys like him.
Show whores. Like Warren, who plays with me, is a show whore because he's in another band. He's in two other bands, and he's in three other bands, actually.
This camaraderie between bands is an element the media's played up, but Moore says it's ignored something else, something that could be the very thing that's fostered two strong music communities.
I think there's a real separation between French music and English music here, but I think just Anglophone, maybe just Anglophone music, it's such a small community here, because I guess we're a minority. So maybe that's just helped it thrive a little bit and become very incestuous.
But French musicians have their own community. Gourmet Delice runs the independent label Blow the Fuse Records, home to French punk bands. Delice says the media has been shallow in its depiction of the Montreal music scene. He points to two articles that put Montreal on the map in the U.S. this past year.
The spin in the New York Times, they just came to the English bands, but they completely forgot the French part. And it's really half and half here. You know, there's a lot of French bands doing really well. And so I think they were really narrow-minded in that aspect.
But he acknowledges that there's good reason that the English bands are getting all the press.
these bands really were more successful anyway, you know, like the Stills and the Deers and stuff. It's just that those bands go everywhere right away because they sing in English. I mean, they're in England, they're all over the States, all over Europe, as opposed to a French band, which, you know, like to go to the States, it's, we have to work really hard to get there.
One of the ways he's working to get there is through a government grant. In addition to running the label, he also plays bass in French punk band Le Nom.
Après la baise, tu fumes sans un souffle, laisse-toi mourir. Du goudron et des plumes, sans le chercher, je vais anéantir.
Last year, the Canadian government invested nearly $14 million in the rock music industry. 40% of that funding goes to French music. The rest is allotted for music produced in other languages, including English. Arcade Fire, The New Pornographers, Feist, Metric, Broken Social Scene are all bands that did very well commercially, both at home and abroad this past year. They also all received some form of grant or loan from the Canadian government. Government funding of rock music may be anathema to U.S. listeners, but there's something else that sets the Canadian music scene apart. Musicians just seem to have a different attitude here. You get the sense that they're not as concerned with competition.
What's cool in Montreal is there's this, and Canada, is this new measuring of what success is, you know? We're sort of doing it on our own.
Tim Fletcher sings and plays guitar for the band The Stills. Right now, he says it's great to be in a Canadian band.
Whenever we're somewhere else, like at a festival, and we're together, we all hang out, you know, and it's a great time, and we're the Canadians, you know, and everyone's like, oh, the Canadians are so polite. That's just the way we go about things.
Lumping together all of the Canadians, or even artists from Montreal, irks some of the people here. Producer Howard Billerman is one of those who cautions against buying into the idea that Montreal somehow has its own sound.
All these articles say that Montreal has a pop sound. I mean, it's ridiculous. There are thousands of bands in this city. That assessment is based on 5 or 10 bands, all of which live in the same 3 blocks.
Montreal may not have a patented pop sound, but it's prevalent enough these days that Billerman could use a change.
I'm equally happy, in fact, more happy these days, to have someone come in and scrape a piece of metal with a screwdriver into a distortion pedal into an amp than a 4-chord pop song.
Billerman stands on a snow-covered street on a day when it's -8 degrees Celsius, his hands in his pockets. He looks away, and in a puff of white condensation, hopes things will be back to normal soon.
Montreal is a really easy city to be anonymous in, and all of this media attention is sort of ruining that a bit. There's always been so little industry here that it's really just easy to do what you want to do and not get distracted by the trappings of industry. And I really hope that it returns that way soon.
Billerman may just get his wish, says Gourmet Delice.
I just read something that it's now Portland, Oregon. It's the new place. So, you know, I mean, whatever.
Portland, be warned. Claudine Ibade, NPR News.
To hear more French and English music from Montreal, visit our website at npr.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.